Blog Talk Radio.
Crap, heck, I don't know. Hey, what's going on, boys and girls? Somewhere I'm supposed to have some music playing. I don't know what's going on with the system tonight. But it is the Greg Taylor Show right here on Blog Talk Radio.
There we go.
Greg Taylor Show right here. Of course, we got the wonderful, the one, the only, the legendary Granny Hulks.
Well, hello, everybody.
Going on down with us tonight, Greg, has your week been?
Oh, it's been good. It's been busy, you know, trying to just get, you know, things, you know, going out, putting posters around town for the big show coming up June 13th in Greenland, Arkansas, you know, talking to some people about some tickets and, you know, just doing other stuff, you know. Our Moose Lodge opened back up this past Friday, so we've been out doing cleanup on that, trying to get that going and everything. Just been staying busy. So,
well, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's getting each every day. I mean, it's getting fun because the rest. In videos on the face on the Arkansas Championship Wrestling Facebook. I mean, you got Cody and Bobby Burns over here flapping their gums. You got the Trash and Bash Connection. Mark's Murillo over here saying their stuff. You got Ellsworth putting in his 2 cents. I mean, you got
Eugene
Michael. You know, he's going to be challenging Spike Lopez for the North America Championship. He posted a video. Only ones we haven't heard out of is El Rey, boy, as the Mac Daddy of SmackDown called him. Only thing out of is El Rey and Spike Lopez. So hopefully, guys in here. But let's hit on that real quick. June 13th, coming to Greenland, Arkansas, Greenland Community Center. We have Arkansas Championship Wrestling as they present Proving Grounds, ladies and gentlemen. The restart. It's going to be an exciting night. I know there's 9 big matches. They could get more, you know, because wrestlers are calling, wanting in Arkansas. Wrestling. I mean, I talked to 2 or 3 wrestlers this week that says we CW, and so it's amazing. This and keeping going to be going on, so that's going to be exciting. So I could say about that. Let's highlight the big matches of start off with the inaugural Arkansas Championship Wrestling You're going to have Dusty Gold taking on crap. I forgot already.
Demon
taking
Demon.
On. Let me pull Demon. That's right. You got it.
Demon Fresca. Fresca.
Demon Fresca.
I wasn't sure how to pronounce the last part of the name.
I had a brain spasm. You know, I'm at. Starts happening, so yeah. But inaugural TV championship, you got taking on Demon Fresca. You got the Arkansas Championship Wrestling Day of Sametti, and Granny Hulkster can verify this guy has been freaking us out, but he is making his ACW debut June 13th. Let's talk about the North American Championship. Former WWE superstar Eugene, as he likes to say it, you got him challenging Spike Lopez for that North America Championship. That's going to be right there. And for the heavyweight championship, we got Brandon Groom exercising his rematch clause. He's finally going to get against the current Arkansas Championship Wrestling heavyweight champion, Jake Dearden. And let me tell you, boys and girls, bring your track shoes, because if that spills out of that ring, they're going to be
running. Better run. You better run.
You better run. If it is anything match they had, I mean, it's going to be, as good old JR, it's going to be a slobber knocker. Sorry, yeah. JR, didn't mean to steal that from you, buddy. That's it. And then, of course, we got the big grudge match. The current ACW Tag Team Champions, Trash and Bash, Elijah Sparks and Murillo, they're teaming up with the Mac Daddy of SmackDown, James Ellsworth, and they're going to be taking on Cody Bobby Burns and their partner, El Rey. We better edge up on the phones. We already got people calling in, Granny Hulkster. So
oh, my. Here we go.
Hit this little button. We got a... Oh, hold on. Here we go. We got a 410 area code calling in. Who do we got tonight on regular show?
What's up, guys? It's James Ellsworth. How you doing?
Well, good. Hey, James. How are you?
Just not talking about the Mac Daddy of SmackDown, James Ellsworth, on his way to Northwest Arkansas Championship. He's going to be teaming up with the Tag Team Champions, Trash and Bash Connection, Elijah Sparks and Maroon. They got this big six-man grudge match against the Texas Outlaws, Cody and Bobby Burns, and their partner, El Rey. Mr. Ellsworth, pleasure to have you on the Greg Taylor Show.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. The fans are just clamoring. I've been talking to some of the fans this week, and they are just clamoring, waiting to see you make your presence at Arkansas Championship Wrestling Proving Grounds.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to coming back to Arkansas. I went there a few times to WWE. We had a SmackDown tour there, went through Little Rock and Jonesboro and a couple other places, and I always like performing there. It's a lot of fun. It's a nice place. The fans are great out there. I love the Arkansas wrestling fans. Can't wait to come out there to Greenland and see everybody.
Well, I love your video that you did. I love the video that you did. That was absolutely amazing. And I've got a name to share with you on Mr. Old Bobby Burns. I call him Crybaby Bobby Burns.
Okay.
And
yeah,
he don't,
Mr. Bobby.
He don't like me very much because I can talk some pretty good smack to the heels, and he is one of them. Bobby and I have a history, you know, very long history, and he'll set and shake the ring ropes, and he'll be like throwing a temper tantrum saying, "I'm not a crybaby," but he really is. But it is a true honor to have you on the show, sir. Looking forward to meeting you.
Hey, looking forward to meeting you guys, and we'll see how big of a crybaby he is on June 13th.
James, like I say, you had a good run at WWE. Of course, you got to hang out with Carmella, and who wouldn't enjoy that? But I mean, what was it like? Kind of give a little wink, winks there about working in front of 10,000 people every night you were on.
Oh man, see, I like to perform. It doesn't matter if it's 10 people or 10,000 people, but obviously when you're in a big arena and it's surrounded by people, it's a different environment than you're used to. Because yeah, I was on the independents for 14 years before I made it to WWE, and I was, you know, used to wrestling in front of anywhere from 50 to 550 people in that range usually. And but yeah, getting to WWE, and I love people, man. I'm a people person, so the more the merrier to me. So yeah, when it's 10,000 people, it wasn't nerve wracking to me. It was just a lot of fun.
Right, right. And so for the fans that haven't been able to keep up with you since you left Debbie, kind of fill us in on where you've been working, where you've been wrestling, what have you been doing?
Oh, man, I've just been wrestling all over the world. I had two runs at WWE. I left in November 2017, came back in June of 2018, left there again in October of 2018, but I only did a few episodes between June and October of 2018. And then ever since then, so it's been a year and a half, I've just been doing the independents all over the world, just anywhere I can go, man. Like I said, I like to perform. Doesn't matter where it's at or who it's for. I just like to have a good time, entertain the fans and just keep it positive, keep it moving, and keep wrestling for a living. That's what I'm trying to do, and it's
right.
Going very well in the independents.
Right. I mean, I've been asking this to all the wrestlers that have been calling into the show. Corona pandemic has hit. What are some of the things you find yourself motivated, pumped up, so when that call does come, you get back in that ring?
Oh, man, so, I have a ring here where I live, and I keep in shape. I get in the ring, hit the ropes, take some bumps, get a couple of buddies over here, and wrestle around with them, and, just to keep active and keep, that way I'm not rusty when the shows do start back up. I got a few shows in June that I'm doing. So it's slowly but surely getting back to normal. Obviously, safety first, and we got to make sure everything's okay before we peek our head out the door and, it go as far as we can go. But, I think it's just about time we start doing these shows again and having some fun. But, yeah, like I said, I've been really keeping busy just in my ring here and keeping active out there.
And that's the thing we're excited about here at the Championship. Move to this beautiful new facilities. We had our show, then they closed everything down. So I'm excited, everybody, with your legacy behind you, with WWE. We got Eugene coming in to help kind of what computer turn, we're kind of hitting the reboot button, and we're going to try to get started. And like I say, we got you coming in on the tag title, on the tag team match with Trash and Bash against Texas Outlaws. I mean, I just don't think of a better way that we could get this thing re-going than having you in here. I've been a fan of yours. And so just really excited about getting to meet you and watch in person.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I was a big fan of Eugene, his run back at WWE in the mid-2000s, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I met him a few times. And, we're going against the Texas Outlaws and El Rey. Is that his name? I thought it was El Roy, like from the Jetsons. Remember his boy?
Well, I thought that was kind of funny when he said that in the video. I thought he was just making a joke. I thought that was kind of funny myself. I liked it.
When he said Elroy, automatically this little voice in the back of my head went, rah, rah.
Right. We all love the Jetsons, right?
Oh,
Astro.
Yeah, who doesn't? Astro, But, have any other shows that you want to tell the fans about before you get to Arkansas? Or are we your first show back?
Well, I've been doing this thing called GTS Wrestling, Grimm's Toy Show. It's like a wrestling parody show on YouTube. It's very popular. They have 1.25 million subscribers on YouTube, Grimm's Toy Show. It's really fun. It's just wrestling parody where we're wrestling outside and we just filmed some of that today. That's in New Jersey, right outside of New Jersey. And I've been doing that. And my first, indie show with a crowd will be you guys on June the 13th. And then I'm doing something June the 20th after that. So, like, it's slowly but surely getting back to normal. I run my own shows, too, and I'm in Maryland, and unfortunately here in Maryland, our governor is just – it's like we're going to be the slowest state out of all 50 states to open up and being able to do shows and stuff like that, and it's very disheartening because I run shows and we have a good fan base here, but – we'll wait it out, and as of right now, though, I'm looking forward to coming to ACW there June the 13th in Arkansas. I'm really looking forward to getting on a plane and flying and just getting back. You know, I was doing that every weekend, and now I've done it in 2.5 months, so I can't wait, man. I just get back a little bit of normalcy.
And we got the big meet and greet that's going to take place this afternoon with you and Eugene. And that's going to start around 4 o'clock. And what can the fans look forward to at the big meet and greet?
Oh man, I'm very fan friendly. Like, I think wrestling fans get a bad rep sometimes. Yeah, you have your ones that, you know, are trying to troll you online or lie about you or just whatever. But majority of wrestling fans are good people and like the most passionate fans in the world. So anytime I go to a show and I'm able to meet fans at a meet and greet, and oh man, I'm all about talking to them. And you know they ask me questions about, you know, WWE with AJ Styles and Carmella and, you know, all the stuff that I did. And I'm just more than happy to stand there and answer all the questions. And because I appreciate fans. If it wasn't for the fans, we're not getting paid. There's no show. Like, I mean, without the fans on TV right now, it's very hard to watch the shows because there's no fans on television. I know they're putting wrestlers in the crowd to make noise, but that's not the same. Like, the fans make the show, and that shows without them being on there right now, and they're the most important part. So I can't wait to
exactly.
Do the
I
meet
mean,
and greet.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying I can't wait to do the meet and greet there and see fans for the first time in several months.
Yeah, you know, and Granny Hulkster can attest to this. You know, I was years myself, so I know what that's like being able to feed off the crowd. Just feel that energy, and when the crowd, when they're, it's just like, what are we doing? You know.
Well,
yeah,
last week, James, we had Elijah Sparks on the show, and I said Elijah, I said Granny Hulkster will definitely be in your all's corner for sure, and he says, well, we're just gonna have to see what we have. Can do about that, Granny, whether talking to the board of directors or the higher ups that be, Granny Hulkster just may have to escort us to the ring. And I said, I'll do it, you know, because I love it. I love getting involved. And I mean, and I have been told various, and Greg can attest to this, I have been called a super fan because people, the promoters and the wrestlers have thanked me for always being there because I love wrestling. My husband and my son love wrestling. We're all big fans of the sport. And I tell you, all I can say is the heels better watch out June 13th because Granny has not been at a wrestling show in over 2 months. And I'm ready to come out of my corner swinging at somebody. So I'm in your all's corner.
I have a new T-shirt made up for this show.
It would be scary if you weren't.
So, I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. I'm sure we're all looking very forward to it. I'm sure everybody in the ACW locker room is looking forward to getting back to perform for the fans out there. It's, you know, it's going to be exciting for people, you know, that have been quarantined for just about 3 months come June 13th. And you know, now we get to get back to a little bit of normalcy with our pro wrestling show, and I'm looking forward to it, guys. Yeah, man, like I said, I'm excited just to come to Arkansas. I haven't been there in a couple of years, and it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I really, really can't wait to get out there.
Well, James, hey, appreciate you calling in. I mean, between now and June 13th, anytime you want, I mean, we would love to have you, and we're just going to pimp and promote. So that way, when James Ellsworth hits Northwest Arkansas, it's going to be wild.
appreciate you guys, and I can't wait to come out there and show somebody that any man with two hands has a fighting chance.
Oh, yeah. That's the Mac, ladies and gentlemen, the Mac Daddy of SmackDown. Here he is.
Thanks, right, James.
On the Greg Taylor Show, the one, the only James Ellsworth. James, you be safe, bro.
You guys stay safe, and I'll see you soon.
All right. There we go. I mean, is that one? Is that, that's one cat that's ready right there.
You bet.
Granny Hulkster?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh. I thought we were being invaded by the crickets there for a second.
I know, I'm here.
Hey, see here. We got another caller. 26.
Hi. Hi, my name's Anita.
Uh-huh.
And I'm currently calling in to inform that, you know, my life has been kind of flipped and turned upside down recently due to wrestling. And, you know, I like to take a minute for you to sit right there. I'll tell you how it came, the princess, of, you know, wrestling in my town called Bel Air. You know, I was born and raised in West Philadelphia. And, you know, on the playground is where I spent most of my days, you know, chilling out, maxing, relaxing all cool and shooting some b-ball outside the school. And then I would go to my wrestling club afterwards, right? And when a couple of girls who were up to no good started causing trouble in my neighborhood, you know, I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. And, you know, she removed me from my wrestling coach, who was a big part of my life, and my wrestling team, you know, because we had a co-ed wrestling team at my school. This was about 1989, so it was pretty unheard of. And, you know, she said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. So I packed my bags and I pleaded with her day after day to stay in West Philadelphia. But she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way, and she gave me a kiss and she gave me a ticket. So I put my Walkman on and I said, I might as well kick it. I got sent in a first class seat, so, you know, that was pretty bad. I was drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass, and I was like, is this what the people of Bel Air are living like? This seems all right, but wait, I hear they're prissy and bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place they'd send this cool cat? I don't know. I'll see what I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air, nigger.
Okay. Who was that?
I have no idea.
She dropped in there so fast that I didn't catch a first
name. Anita, I think.
Anita. Hello, Anita. Welcome to the Taylor Show. Wow. So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The Mac Daddy of SmackDown. James L. on the Greg Taylor Show. He is going to be Arkansas Championship Wrestling. Again, Trash and Bash against the Texas Outlaws, Cody Bobby Burns, partner Elroy or El Rey.
Yeah, I like Elroy.
That was funny. God, when I saw that,
I'm like that.
I'm like you. When I saw that video and he said, it came to my head, Elroy, the Jetsons?
Yep.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, do not miss the meet and greet. Hulkster's got tickets for the show, and 287-9912 area code 479 tickets for the show. If you want tickets for the meet and greet, Hulkster is your hookup.
Yep, for sure.
And now, do you have the $10 seat tickets also, or do you just have meet and greet?
No, I do not. The way the $10 general admission tickets are, they are supposed to call Keith, and he will put their name on a list, and those $10 general admission tickets will be sold at the door for the people that's on that list that have called that only want tickets for the show that don't want to do the meet and greet, is
right
from
okay.
what I'm understanding. So,
okay. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Like I say, we got tickets at the Yazoo. I mean, at Greenland Community Center. They got a working concession stand. So plenty of eat. We're going to have plenty of drink. No alcohol, of course. We don't. And we're just going to have a whole lot of fun. It's going to be a great show. Spike Lopez taking on former WWE superstar Eugene from the belt. And, I mean, it's going to be great. Guess who, talking of wrestlers who are interested in coming to wrestling, guess who I visited with you this excited. I'm getting tongue-tied about it. But guess
well,
who
ahead.
I talked to this Big Smooth.
Ooh, Big Smooth. Wow, that'll be awesome.
And I know Granny Hulk in the ring against Big Smooth back in the day.
Oh, God, you know, yeah, Big Smooth. Well, you know, Big Smooth at one time, you know, he did do a little heel turn on some people, you know, and Granny wasn't too happy about that. You know, Granny let him know about it, you know, but I wouldn't want to face the man in the ring by any means, but.
Oh, hey, no, I did it one time, and I said never again. I had the unfortunate pleasure of having one. He said, never again.
But you know, Greg, you know, I recall a conversation that I had with Mercenary after the Texas Outlaws turned on him. And remember when he said, when I come back, they are going to be in for a big surprise. Kind of makes me wonder maybe if Big Smooth and Mercenary might be tagging up to take on the Texas Outlaws in the future.
Oh, I would love to.
Fans.
I would, you know, because I normally run the lights. I normally run the music. But if those two hooked up, I would get my manager's license for to lead them into battle against the Texas Outlaw. Because I'm kind of like you, me and the Outlaws. We've kind of had some words. So, but we won't talk about that. No, I'm not one. First, while it was down. Oh, Wilbur.
Well, you know, Greg, I can share a Keith's phone number real quick with those people wanting the general admission tickets.
Yeah,
if they
right
want
ahead.
The $10 tickets, they can call 479-235-7194, and he will put your name on a list for the $10 general admission tickets, because I actually had somebody contact me the other day about those tickets, and so I gave them the phone number, and so that's how they're going to do the $10 general admission tickets. Now, the other tickets, which I have, $30 tickets for the first four rows, entitles you to the meet and greet, ticket for the show, personalized 8x10 autograph and a picture with Eugene and Ellsworth. The other meet and greet tickets are, the other rows are going to be $25, and that entitles you for the meet and greet, ticket to the show, 8x10 autograph, and picture with Eugene and Ellsworth as well. So, but the $30 tickets are for the first rows of seats, kind of like a VIP seating basically, and then the $25 tickets, and then the $10 general admission tickets will be just for the show only, without the meet and greet. And it is a TV taping fan, so remember to make your posters. Bring your posters.
That's right.
Because this is going to be a TV taping.
I mean, it's going to be a big night all the way around, so I'm excited about it. I mean, my brain is just working overtime. I say I handle the lights and stuff for fighters walking in the arena and everything. So my brain has just been working overtime. In this one of the sharpest looking show independent shows that
I can't wait. I mean, I am just so excited. I'm just it's going to be here before we know it. I mean, so.
Right. So what else you been hearing about? I mean, I know you knows into more spaces than I do. So, what have you been picking?
Well, you know, I've had people. Actually, I had to laugh yesterday. I got a phone call, and it was a phone number that I did not recognize. And I thought, who is this? Because it was from New Mexico, and I thought, New Mexico. I don't know anybody in New Mexico. And it just happened to turn out it was a couple of our fans that just recently moved to New Mexico. They were at our last show, and the night after that show, they were leaving to head to New Mexico because that's when they were moving down there. And they contacted me yesterday, and they want front row tickets. So I said, well, I will have your tickets, and you can pay for them the night of the show. And, you know, so they contacted me clear from New Mexico. So, you know, that says a lot for our organization.
Exactly. I mean,
you know?
New Mexico. I mean, but
they're coming from New Mexico just for the wrestling show. What does that tell you, fans? What does that tell you what ACW is doing?
Yes. And now that we're getting this this TV package going, I mean, it's going to be great. I mean, I know they're working on they're working on aesthetics. I guess that's the big fancy word that I just pulled out of my – to make the arena look better, especially the area where the wrestlers come in. So I mean, we're going to make this look great, and I'm pumped and excited about it. And I'm trying to track down some of the other wrestlers, see if they got time to get on here and bend a little ear with us. I got a text from the big man. Uh-oh. I better go read this one. The big man, the man in the suit in the front office, he says he looked at Goldsworth interview and he is pumping excited about having Arkansas Championship Wrestling on June 13th. And the big man in the front office, he's one of those types. He is pleased, and when he says he's ready for something, I mean, you can get it's probably going to be something good. So we got that. So why don't we take a little break, and we're going to play a commercial real quick about the show so fans can get going on, and we'll be right back right here on the Greg Taylor Show right on Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Pro Wrestling returns to Northwest Arkansas as Arkansas Championship Wrestling presents Proving Grounds, Saturday, June 13th in Greenland, Arkansas at the Greenland Community Center. 9 big matches on the card, including 6-man tag action featuring former WWE superstar, the Mac Daddy of SmackDown, James Ellsworth, as he teams up with the ACW Tag Team Champions Trash and Bash Connection, Elijah Sparks and Murillo, as they take on the Texas Outlaws, Cody and Bobby Burns, and their partner, El Rey. For the inaugural ACW TV Championship, Dusty Gold will take on Demon Treska. For the ACW North American Championship, Spike Lopez will defend his title against former WWE superstar Eugene. And for the ACW Heavyweight Championship, current champion Dirty Jake Dearden will defend his title against former champion Brandon Groom. Also scheduled to appear, SCW Heavyweight Champion Kirk Castle, the ACW debut of Submitty, Hand Run Gun, Graham Bell, and many, many more. A meet and greet with James Ellsworth and Eugene will start at 4 o'clock. Doors open at 6. Matches start at 7 p.m. For ticket information, call 479-435-4248. Once again, Arkansas Championship Wrestling, June 13th in Greenland, Arkansas at the Greenland Community Center. And as always, be there.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be great. That's all I can say about it. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I've been. Ooh, do we have another phone call?
No, just another text message. My phones are bouncing off the wall. People want about this show and everything, and I just tell them, hey, June. Greenland Community
I've been coming up. I mean, I'm in the process of starting to get some posters made myself, whether I hand them out to the fans or whoever wants them. I'm going to make sure Granny has her share of posters to hold up for the show, obviously. But I just thought of a perfect poster to make for the show. I just thought of a perfect poster to make when we were talking to James Ellsworth, you know. Texas Outlaws, Cody Burns, Crybaby Bobby Burns, and Elroy versus the Trash and Fast Connection and James Ellsworth. I might just have to make a poster that just says Elroy.
Exactly. And I'm sure I'll find a picture of on the internet somewhere.
Elroy Jetson, you know.
Yeah. Find that picture. Find Roy Jetson. And get a picture of Cody and Bobby on there, and then have that picture of Elroy.
Yep.
Oh, that would be classic. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
Speaking of stuff, how is the new design, the new Granny Hulkster, Immortal Granny Hulkster t-shirt?
Well, you know, I'm still working on, I don't know, you know, I'm hoping to have something by June 13th, but I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I'm trying, fans. I mean, you know, I've got a couple ideas in mind, you know, I'm not sure. I like the legendary, you know, Granny Hulkster. I think that's pretty cool, you know, because everybody that knows me, I mean, and I've said this before about myself, I am just me. I am nobody special. I am nobody important. However, the wrestling fans, they think that Granny's just it, you know. So, I don't know, you know. I like the legendary Granny Hulkster thing, you know. I think that's pretty cool, you know. I'm going to have some help with that, I think. But I'm working on it, you know. I don't know. I've got to talk to a couple of people and see what they can do to help me possibly get that accomplished, you know. So,
well, I'm
so we'll
sure,
see what happens. But
I'm sure whatever you come up with, I'm crazy just like Granny Hulkster.
Well, I just can't wait. I mean, I'm just, you know, chomping at the bits, basically. I'm marking the days off my calendar, you know, like we're getting closer. We're, you know, a little over a week out and, you know, 2 weeks from yesterday. And I just, you know, it's going to be here before we know it. I mean, tomorrow is the 1st of June, people. I mean,
that's right.
12 more days, you know. I mean, we are on countdown, and I just, it's going to be so exciting. It's going to be phenomenal.
Well, one thing I neglected to do is, because I know there's people, is the call-in number. I forgot to give out the call-in number, 563-999-3746. That is the call-in number. If you're a wrestler or if you're a fan of Arkansas Championship Wrestling or in general, doesn't necessarily have to be ACW. If you're a fan of pro wrestling, we want to hear from you. 563-999-3746. Is the phone number to get in on the Greg Taylor Show. Got t-shirts. I kind of went into some of my archives. I found in a box out in my garage.
Really?
I found some Gentleman Taylor t-shirts.
Wow.
And not only on top of, there was this fledgling little tag team for a while called the Hounds. And I found some Hounds from Hell t-shirts out in the same box.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you remember the Hounds from Hell.
I do. I remember that name.
I definitely remember Gentleman Greg Taylor. I don't know who that punk. I have to kick that guy's butt.
I don't have any idea.
Not. But
so
I'd have been thinking about doing some Gentleman Greg Taylor Show t-shirts.
There you go.
That way for fans of the Greg Taylor Show, show your pride, show your support. Get a Greg Taylor.
That's right. Get a Greg Taylor shirt. That's right.
Plus, that's the cool part. In that box with the Gentleman Greg Taylor t-shirts, to print the t-shirts. The stencils, or there's a,
yeah,
and I forget what it is.
Screen print.
But I can actually take that and have a whole bunch of new Greg Taylor t-shirts, Gentleman Greg.
There you go.
All right, 918 phone number.
You got Elijah Sparks here, brother.
Elijah, woohoo! What's
hello,
going on?
Elijah. We just had one of your partners on. We had James Ellsworth on earlier with us.
Yeah, I think I caught the last end of what he had to say. I wish I'd have heard the whole thing. I'll have to listen to it later tonight. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in because, you know, I listened to the rest of the show last week. And what do you know, right after I got done talking, who called in? That piece of trash. No.
Crybaby
Bobby Burns called in, and he had something to say, saying I put him down, ran him down, and I was nothing more than a 100-pound punk. Well, you know, Bobby, you're right on one thing. I'll give you this. I am a small guy. I'm not very big. I've always been the underdog, but I would have it no other way. And, you know, Bobby, I plead that you call back in and say something else. I beg you. Because I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you have to say. You see, you can make all the jokes you want. That's fine. Like I said, the winner, that's who's going to have the last laugh. You said you're not coming to play games. You're coming to fight, beat us up, hurt us, take the seconds of blood from us or whatever. I don't care. That's fine. You can do whatever you want. But, Bobby, you really got to know that we're not the trash, bash, and rash connection. No. James Ellsworth said it best. Saturday, June 13th, we are going to be the trash, bash, and cash connection. Because once we beat you and hurt you and win, trash, bash, and cash is going to do what we do best. And that bash you, trash you, and cash in on a win. And I promise you, I promise you,
I like
happen.
His style.
Uh-oh. And I like testosterone is flowing tonight.
We were talking about the video, and James Ellsworth was calling Elroy. And Granny's got an idea for a great poster. Granny's got an idea for a great poster. You know, I'm working on posters. You know, I'm starting to work on posters for the show, so I'm coming up with ideas for poster. But I may have to make a special one for Mr. L. Ray, you know, and or Elroy and Cody.
I think Elroy
the Texas
sounds
Outlaws.
Better, don't it?
Yeah, I like Elroy. You know, Elroy. Ruster Uppy, as Astro would used to say.
I mean, if he's going to be from Texas, Elroy's probably better than El Rey.
Yes, 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 most definitely. Oh. And I was telling James about what you had mentioned last week, Elijah, about talking to the higher ups to try to get Granny to, you know, be in your corner and lead you to ringside. You know, I would be totally honored if I could do that. That would be absolutely amazing.
Oh yeah, that'd be great, Granny. You know, you're one of the big supporters. You're the one that gets the fans going. Like you said, you're a super fan. Well, I consider you family.
That's what they call me. And what a better escort than the president of the Arkansas Championship Wrestling Fan Club.
Right.
You
now
so.
We all know Bobby would have different words because, you know.
But you know what? That's his problem. That's his
right.
problem. So,
yeah,
you know.
And you know what? He'll probably call and be like, well, I wouldn't want Granny to be on my side. You know what? He's lying. He knows he would fan out if he had the opportunity to have Granny Hoekstra on his side.
Well, like I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The heels really love me. They just don't want to admit it. Everybody loves Granny. Just plain and simple.
Yep. That's right, Granny. Hey, don't let him run you down either, you know. I mean, he said you can't shut your mouth for 10 minutes. Well, that's kind of more on his end because I know he couldn't.
Oh, I know he couldn't either. You know, I just let him talk because, you know, I mean, makes him feel important if he gets to say a few choice things, you know, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of that man.
But, yeah, all I got to say left is, yeah, Bobby, call in, please. I want to hear what you got to say. I need a laugh for tonight anyway. So, call in.
Don't drag me in the middle of this.
We all need a good laugh tonight, Crybaby Bobby. Please call in. We all dare you. We double dare
you.
We triple dare you.
Yeah. Yes, give the fans what they want, for once.
Yes. Give us what
Uh-oh.
We want, Bobby. Call in. Oh, is he calling in? I hope. You got to stay on with us, Elijah, if he calls in.
Yeah, I want to hear what he's got to say. I'll sit and listen to you. I'll keep my mouth shut for 10 minutes.
What
do you guys want? It's me. What do you want?
Oh, I got you on the line. I don't know if you heard what I had to say, but I want to hear what you got to say, brother.
Who is this?
Well,
who
hey,
it's the
it
guy
is?
That beat you for those ACW Tag Team Champions, Elijah Sparksbro. That's who it is.
Oh, good night. You really think you beat me for those, huh?
Well, I mean, Greg might be able to tell you. Did we get a three count, didn't we?
Yeah, I believe so. Counting to three.
Yeah,
I mean,
tell me what, Greg. Wasn't that three count like 1, 2, 3? Real super fast.
Hey, he doesn't count like Stevie Caballero, okay? He doesn't count like Big Stevie,
I know I still got my mind intact because, I mean, I did get hit in the head with that cowbell twice, so I know I'm somewhat still there.
Well, you better get used to feeling how that cowboy bell feels because I got an idea you're going to get hit a time or two more with it.
Well, I mean, you can throw it our way, and we'll see what we got your way, bro. I mean, hey, you say you're into second split, but I just don't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah, well, as I'm saying, I got a little surprise that nobody knows about, and they're going to find out the 13th.
We know who it is. It's Elroy. It's Elroy.
Oh. It's Elroy. So
you got Elroy.
Your partner,
oh,
Elroy.
No,
Elroy Jetson.
No. It's not him. I mean, he's going to be there, but that isn't the surprise I got. As I said, it's a surprise, and you're going to reap the benefits of that surprise.
Oh well, you know I like surprises, so we'll see. I mean, it might backfire on you. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Bobby. Elijah Sparks and Morello and James Ellsworth just might have a surprise of their own.
Oh, I hope they do. I hope they do because, you know, Elijah, I picked you up in the ring and curled you probably 8 times, and then throwed you over the top of my head into the center of the ring.
Are you sure now, it was 8 times? I didn't know through Texas count.
Boy, I swear, you're about as immature as you are stupid.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're going to say that, it would take one to know one, so.
Oh, now we're going to get into kindergarten name calling, right? I mean, I admit you're stupid, you know, but that's a fact, but takes one to know one. I mean, give a dog or something like that a bone and he'll chew on it. I mean, come on. Oh, mercy. But anyway, what was it you was wanting me to answer something is what I understood. So I took my time, my leisure time, to call and see just what the heck the question was because I wasn't listening to that stupid show.
Well, you know, we just want to know what's next for y'all once y'all lose. That's what we want to know. I mean, obviously, we're going to give you your title match because, you know, we, unlike y'all, are fighting champions, and we want to give we'll admit it. You would deserve a rematch, and we're going to give you that. But, you know, once we beat you and whatnot, what's next for you guys? What are you all going to do? Are you all going to not come back, or are you going to – I mean, tell us what's going to go down, man. We want to know your story.
Well, you know, what we do is our business. We win, lose, or draw, or whatever the situation is on that belt thing. I don't care. I mean, good night. You know, how many belts do I got? I got a whole wall full of belts. I've got them from Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arizona, Florida, California. So, you know, what does a belt really mean to me? Nothing. And that's why I said win, lose, or draw. We're going to stay right there in Arkansas, and we're going to punish anybody that gets in the ring with us. And as I said, the 13th's not too awful far off, you know. I'll be 63 years old tomorrow.
Yes,
so,
happy birthday, Bobby.
Thank you, Granny.
You know, I've been watching the clock here, and you've almost kept your lips together for 10 minutes. I'm starting to be impressed with you. But thank you. But, you know, the 13th.
He's got jokes, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
The 13th, you're going to see.
What in the world is that? Like you can say all the jokes you want.
Elijah,
but, you know,
you listening to weird music again? Huh? What are you listening to right there? Some sort of pop stuff?
I think that might be something that Greg Taylor might be playing. Yep.
That is really weird.
Hey, Elijah, being that he wasn't listening to the show earlier, share with Bobby what you said earlier, what you all were going to do to them. I thought that was quite humorous.
Well, I mean, I could start off with the beginning of how, you know, I said what I had to say last week, and then he had to call in and talk about how I run him down, put him down, and he called me nothing more than a 100-pound punk. Well, you know, you got something right. Yeah, I am a small guy. I'm not the average-sized wrestler, but and I'd be considered the underdog, but that's fine. I would have it no other way. That gives me an extra challenge, because if I was any other guy, that wouldn't get me noticed like that. Maybe a guy like you or a Cody Byrne. So that's fine. But Saturday, June 13th, it's all going to go down in fact that once Trash, Bash, and Cash, make sure you get that right. It's not Rash, it's Cash, Connection. Once we beat you guys, it's going to go down in the history books. I promise you that. I mean, you know, like I said,
you're going to trash them and bash them and cash in on the win, baby.
we're gonna bash you, trash you, and cash in on that win. And you can say that's a joke, that's fine. But like I said, I'm telling you now, we will win. And you know, you can try to hurt us, but we'll hurt you back. And you can say, yeah, y'all are small, y'all ain't gonna do it. Well, you know, yeah, we might be small, but we got the speed on our advantage. You know, and I know last show that I spooked you and you said I was just going too fast for you. Well, you're just going to have to keep up, Bobby.
Well, I don't have to keep up. For where I've lost my speed at, I've gained in knowledge. And knowledge is the worst and most dangerous thing in the world. You can take that to the bank and deposit it, because that is a fact. So, I'm not worried about keeping up. But what you should be worried about is when I get a hold of you. Because I can put holds on you that your daddy never put on you. And you will be screaming and pleading to Granny Hulkster to save you. I tell you, you have no idea there, youngster. No idea. You'd better bring you a towel, and you'd better bring you a diaper, because you're about to, you know what, in your pants, and you're going to be crying right after the show.
I'll see if I can bring it.
Wow.
I'm already going to have a bag full of rash cream for y'all.
Well, you need to bring it, because, you know, your third partner there, Mr. Rash, he could probably use it. I mean, you ever see that guy? Something not right with him.
Oh, well, didn't you watch his promo? He's money. He's, you know, he's cash in. He's money.
Oh, good night. That guy never had a dime to spend on anything. I mean, look at him. He's a wimp. I mean, at least I'll give you. You have a fairly good-looking mask. I like your mask. Matter of fact, I might just take that off of you and show everybody just exactly how childish-looking you are. But he don't even have that. He just has this face that looks like Yoda. Or I don't know. Yeah, Yoda. Yoda's a good one. I think I like that. Yeah. Trash, Bash, Rash, Yoda. Right.
Well, I mean,
oh my.
I, you, gotta, you got to admit, he beat AJ Styles 3 times. He was the very first ever women's Money in the Bank winner, technically.
Well, so what? Hey, I beat Honky Tonk Man 1 time, and he was the WWF Continental, or I don't remember what it was, but he was some big champion from the WWF. I beat him 1, 2, 3 in the center of the ring. But what? Does that make me a superstar? Does that make me anything but just a wrestler? That's it. It don't matter who you beat. It's who you're going to beat.
Well, I don't know all about that, but I know who we're going to beat, and that's going to be the Outlaws.
Well, I've heard that once or twice before.
And don't forget Elroy.
Oh, yeah, and Elroy. Who? I don't want to forget about him.
Elroy, your partner. Your partner, Elroy.
In his name, Elroy.
James Ellsworth was calling him Elroy on the video that he had did.
Oh,
that he did on Facebook.
I know
here.
That, but look at James Ellsworth. I mean, you know, it's nothing wrong with that guy. I mean, he couldn't call anybody by their name anyway. That's why we called him.
Well,
Rash.
I kind of thought it was humorous. I mean, you know, I kind of thought the name Elroy,
Elroy
was kind of funny.
Elroy is the guy that's going to be putting the rash cream on. Remember? That's who he is.
Well, yeah, maybe Elroy will, but I don't think Elroy will. You know, he's a pretty powerful person. He's from Texas. He does got that going for him. So he's pretty good guy. Not a bad wrestler. I've watched him work 3 or 4 times. That's why whenever we thought, well, we're going to have a third man because Trash and Bash was scared to wrestle us tag team to tag team. They had to have some help. So, Well, then why do we have to have 3 people when we should just have 2? It should be us against you, but no, that ain't what you guys did. Somehow, you got up there and kissed old ACW's behind and, you know, gave him $1 or I don't know what you did, but anyway, this turned into a 3-way, and I don't even know where that come from.
Well, it wouldn't matter if it was a 3-6-man handicap, tag team match, singles match. We got your number, so we're going to win. I don't know how else to spell it to you. I could say it until you're blue in the face.
Oh, mercy sakes. Young man, drugs are for idiots. You shouldn't do drugs because you are definitely hallucinating.
Well, like I said, you got some jokes. I'll give you that. You got probably one of the best mouths in professional wrestling. I will give you that.
Oh, mercy.
Well,
mercy,
I don't want to take all your time up, Bobby, because I know you're just a busy man.
Oh, yeah, sitting here looking out the window, watching my Longhorns out there. Actually, they're eating hay right now. I'm pretty busy.
Are they cows? I thought they were sheep.
Sheep?
Yeah, I thought you was raising sheep.
We don't raise sheep in Texas. What are you smoking? You're doing drugs again. Good night. Mercy sakes. You know, you are illusional as you can be. You know, the horns alone on them heads right there cost more than your whole outfit, your car, probably your house. I have no idea how your house looks, but I'll bet the Longhorns cost more.
Wow.
Granny, you tell him to quit being mean to me.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, he's talking about being delusional. I think Bobby needs to go take his medication because he's being delusional when he thinks that the Texas Outlaws and El Roy are going to be the Trash and Bash connection with James Ellsworth. Trash, Bash, and Cash connection, you know, so.
I'll have you know I took all of my medicine this morning. So you just in that pipe that you and old El Roy is smoking.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, be nice, boys, you know, so June 13th
is
going to be the
big
day.
Is there anything in this business nice? Huh? Is there anything in this business that's nice?
Well,
no.
Sometimes are.
It's all BS. The only reason they're nice, anybody's nice, is because they have to be or they won't get asked to work in the ring. You know, I mean, AACW, they come to me. You know, I didn't go to them. They come to me. And they ask me, hey, can you come down here? We're putting on some good shows. And they do. They got some great shows. I'll give them that. But they come to me on their hands and knees begging. So, no. You're wrong, Granny. You're wrong.
Just remember, Bobby, that the letter that Granny got to read to you and Mr. Cody Burns at our last show when they took you out of that position, you know, as acting commissioner, just remember. So, you know.
Oh, I'll never forget that. That was an interesting time. What in the world?
Oh, this has been a fun night. Ooh.
Sound like some cartoon character on there going crazy.
And everybody thought the new acting commissioner was going to be yours truly, you know. So even Cody thought it was going to be me. So, you know.
Well, I did.
AACW
can't be perfect all the time.
We had everybody guessing.
Well, you know, I figured they would because, you know, I don't really like commissioners, and I've never hit a woman in my whole life, and, you know, so I'm glad it wasn't you because I have been known to slap a commissioner around once or twice, even though it does cost me a little bit of money.
Yeah. You know, if I had been put in that position, you know, Granny can pretty good take care of herself. And I've got people on Granny's side. I've got people watching my back. So, you know, just don't ever forget that.
There was nobody
Bobby,
watching
you know?
Your back in that ring except for the ropes. But
no,
I'll never slap a woman.
I got people on Granny's side.
Even though
side.
I slap old Sparks every now and then, you know. Is there a malfunction over there or what?
I don't know. Money.
Feel like I'm at a rock concert.
You call that rock?
Just don't ever forget that, Bobby, that Granny does have people on her side, so.
Oh, well, Granny needs people on her side to hold her up because she's so old and brittle.
I'm not brittle.
Bobby, it's more like holding her back because, you know, she could pop you a good one. I bet she could if she wanted to.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't remember out of all the years I've known Granny. I mean, as I said, I knew her before she dyed her hair.
I've never dyed my hair ever.
So says you.
Knows me because I've had gray hair since I was 16. This hair color is my is natural as my gray
okay.
hair.
I
have never colored my hair.
I want a picture of you in the ninth grade. and I want to see if you got gray hair, because I don't believe it.
I don't even know if I still got a picture of me when I was in the ninth grade.
Of course you don't.
I mean,
of course you don't.
Somewhere I do, but you've got to remember, Bobby, I've moved several times around different places since the ninth grade, you know. So, I mean, pictures get lost and things get lost when you move, you know.
Tell that boy of yours. I'm gonna see if I can't find enough stuff to make him a clock. So I'm gonna give him a Texas Outlaw clock. Now there's only a few of those out there, and I'll only give them to people I like. That's why I'm giving it to him and not you.
Well, that's fine. You can give it to him.
Yeah. So you understand that, okay?
I understand that.
Do not take that home and put that under your pillow and sleep with it, okay?
No, I won't.
That's
trust
for,
me.
That's
I,
for
I,
your
I won't.
Son.
That's for Anthony.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Trust me.
You're going to give one
I
of the
will.
Trash fashion. You're going to give one of the trash bash and cash connection when we win, so you can like give us something to reward us with.
Trash bash and rash. If they win, I'll give them one.
Now, Bob, hold on a minute. Stay in here just a second. Now, Bobby, I've been staying quiet. I've been letting you guys. I went on the Texas
Outlaw. No, you
Outlaw
haven't. You've been playing goofy sounds like you always do. Even during my matches, you play goofy sounds.
Don't
why?
Forget the, don't
you
forget
are
the long horn.
You are a goofball. You are an idiot, sir. You are an Arkansas reject.
I'm still the commissioner, how do you like that?
I'd rather be from Arkansas than Texas, though. But I'm not from Arkansas, but hey.
But I found the Texas Outlaws. I found the Texas Outlaws website. How many fans they actually have?
How many do they got, man?
No, he's wanting it to go to one is the loneliest number that there has ever been. But that ain't going to work. My goodness, this look how many birthday wishes I will get tomorrow. I've already got a lot. My friends list is in the thousands. So, I mean, hey.
Are they fake? Like a fake profile?
Fake friends.
Well, I don't know. I think you're on there, ain't you?
I'm not.
Yeah,
don't I have old Sparky Farty down there on my friends list? I think I do.
Well, if you want, just because it's your birthday, I might have to shoot you a little message. Just because, hey, you know, it's your birthday. I'll leave that out. That's not personal. I'll shoot you a happy birthday.
Well.
You know, and in your present,
you are such a sweet person to be a little sawed off runt, I tell you.
Well, people say I got a good heart, so.
Gee, what is that weird? Oh.
Hey, you want to play Fast Connection song?
Do I what? I got trash bags, yeah. I use them to haul my trash out to the burner every day almost.
Well, Bobby, I'll let you go because I know you're a busy man just like I am. And I appreciate you jumping on here like you did, man, because I wanted to actually get your thoughts, and you threw me your thoughts, so I can't wait to face you again and send you back to the old nursery.
Nursery?
Nursing home.
Didn't you mean nursing home or rest home or something like
know.
That?
I've never been to one.
Really? You mean you don't go up there and visit your elders, you know, your war veterans and you know, people that, you know, the reason they're there and you're there is probably somewhere down the line because one of them helped you? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, my grandfather was actually a veteran, and I take care of him. I don't want to put him in a nursing home.
Well, there you go. I'm a veteran, and I don't want to ever go to a nursing home. But, you know, I guess if it happens later on in years, there just ain't much a person can do about it.
Well, we would like to thank both of you gentlemen for coming on the show. It's been a true blast.
Well, thank you, Grant.
Yeah.
Can I come back on now?
Sure, Greg.
Producer's over here waiting to say I can come back on now. Thank you, Cut Bobby off. Arkansas idiot. Where did you see that?
I don't know.
Votek, come on now.
Well, can you believe what he was saying, that if I had been chosen as the acting commissioner, that he said he'd never hit a woman, but he'd taken out a few commissioners at times? I mean,
after I looked in the mirror this morning, I was good looking and I was still here. So, that. Oh, well, you know, Bobby.
Wow. What an amazing show tonight. This has been.
You know, we're going to have to get Bobby a birthday present. Even though he'll get it a couple weeks late.
You know, I don't know what it's going to be, but, you know,
I got
we'll
the perfect idea.
Okay.
Gift. Get it here in time. I got the perfect gift.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's always bragging about his. So I got
yep.
the gift. I got the gift. I'll have to have one. I'll have to order it tomorrow. I got to go to the embroidery shop anyway tomorrow. So I got a gift for Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting back letting those two just have their way with each other.
And, of course, Granny chiming in every once in a while, you know.
Now,
playing
Granny,
referee. Playing referee.
You sat back out of the way. You did a very good job. Mouth quiet and letting them banter back and forth.
Yep.
No threat, Granny Huckster can keep her mouth shut for longer than 10 minutes.
That's right. I can.
Yes,
when
can.
I have to.
When you have to. Very proud.
So I just played referee every once in a while, you know. So,
see, that's what we should do.
What's that?
Pass that by the board of directors.
Oh, well, you know, I got bad knees. So I don't know if I could get down that quick or not on the mat to do a 1-2-3 count.
Well, it don't matter. I mean, he's slow getting up. So by the time you got down.
Yeah, somebody might have to help me get up off the mat after it was over with, though.
I better be quiet or Bobby will throw his precious his Walmart special.
Yeah,
if guy has decent cattle and everything, he'd have a decent cowboy happen to the
mm-hmm.
ring. I happened to catch a sniff of that thing, and I was like, ooh, boy. Remember, he
yep.
threw it at me. He got upset
oh, yeah.
with me, and he threw it at me at the.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that thing was gamey.
Yes, it was.
It was very gamey. That's all right. Yeah, I got the perfect poster. I got the perfect gift, Bobby's. Have to see how.
Oh.
This is a fun night, ladies and gentlemen.
This has been a fun night, boys and girls. I mean, you know.
You had James as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very excited to meet him and connection with the Trash and Bashing Cash connection against Texas Roy. Wait a minute. Elroy was the son.
Elroy was the little boy, and Astro was the dog.
The dog. Oh, well, we're still getting him a present.
So Astro was the puppy dog.
So here we are, been talking out our butts all night. Oh, well.
Astro was a dog that Elroy brought home.
Yep. Cute dog.
Rooster Uppy. I remember
Elroy
watching the Jetsons, you know.
Lord. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. That's how 13th, I mean, oh, Lord. It's going to be wild. It's going to get crazy.
Greenland, in Greenland, Arkansas may never
Greenland
be the same.
Take it like the continent up here. It's not it's Greenland. God.
I know, but it's never going to be the same after June 13th.
Oh, right, no doubt about that. It's going to look, you know, much less trash and bash and cash against Outlaws and Elroy.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also got the AEW Heavyweight Champion Groom against Dirty Jake Dearden. That'd wind up all over the place.
And I loved Eugene's video about, are you related to George Lopez?
Yeah, really. Lopez.
I don't know what Spike Lopez.
That gives me an idea for a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be like I said, once again, if you want tickets, grab phone numbers. Because you got Granny Hulker. You're going to have tickets and everything. And her number is 479-287-2. And then if you want the general admission tickets, 479-435-8.
235. I think it's 235.
Is it 235?
I think it's 235.
Yeah.
I think it's 235.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yep. Just
right,
to double check
tickets
and make sure. So 235-7194.
I can't read my chicken scratch anymore. Commercial, so I don't have to remember that stuff. It's getting old.
So it's been a fun night, everybody.
Yes, it's been very fun. Once again, let's give a big shout out to everybody. You know, if you're and you want to be a sponsor of Arkansas Championship Wrestling or Greg Taylor Show, we can hook you up some packages. We can hang a banner at the event with your business name on it. Have a commercial done up on Greg Taylor Show, and the nice thing about that, local, ladies and gentlemen, this show is heard around the planet. Anywhere there is a laptop, you can listen to the Greg Taylor Show. I had a cousin in Afghanistan when I had a show before. My cousin was over in Afghanistan listening to us. I didn't know that till he got out of the army and came home. Got it one night. And he says, "Oh yeah, we'd listen all the time." Heck yeah. So, like I say, if you're a business owner, you want to advertise with our championship, sponsor our events. We'll put you a banner up at the event. We'll make sure your business mentioned at the show by the ring announcer. You a commercial here on the Greg Miller Show. I mean, can't beat a deal like that. Not at all. So, Granny Hulkster, we're going to and we will be right back here next Sunday night, 8 o'clock. We will be over again. Let me give, once again, let me give you the phone number so you can speed dial 563-999-3740. Once again, that phone number is 563-999-3746. Granny Hulkster, is there anything you want to throw in there?
Just get those posters made for the TV taping. Get ready for an amazing night of wrestling again at Arkansas Championship Wrestling Proving Grounds. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting, ladies and gentlemen. June at the Greenland Community Center, Greenland, Arkansas. On behalf of Grant, I am gentleman Greg Taylor. We are out of here for another Sunday. Have a safe week. Be good. Love one another. And until next Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Blog Talk Radio, we are out of here. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.